Okay, we're starting here the top of Yudalam and Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah should be very familiar because there's an identical Mishnah at the end of Chulin. This is a copy of the Mishnah. We learned it in Chulin. I mentioned at the time that most of this section of this Mishnah takes place in Bechorot. We brought in some of the Gemaras from Bechorot so that they were able to discuss it in Chulin. But here is really the main sugya dealing with this Mishnah. And that is Kol HaKodeshim Kadam Mum Kavua LeHekdeshem. Here we're talking about Kodeshim that had a Mum Kavua, already had a blemish that would not go away, that would make it pasul to go on the Mizbeach, before they were Nitkadesh. Over here, when we're talking about Nitkadesh, we're talking about Potsayot, this is Lav Kodshei Bedek Abayit. We're not talking about that they were Nitkadesh, the monies for the treasury of Hekdesh, but Ela Hekdesh on the Mizbeach Lidmehem, that they were Mukdash, in order that they should be sold for their value, and that value should be used to purchase something to go on the Mizbeach. So it's an interim type of Hekdesh, which is you have Hekdesh Aguf, which is the animal itself ends up in his bech, Hekdesh Bedek Abayit, which goes into the treasuries of the Mikdash. And here we have this in-between status, is something that's Hekdesh for its monetary value, but that monetary value will be used to go on the Mizbeach. Vinivdu. And then they were redeemed. Chayavim Bibechora. They are now Chayavim Bibechora. Ubimatanot. Zora Lechayim and Kiba. Viyotzin Lechulin Ligazez Vleabed. And once they're Nivdeit, they go out to be Chulin. In order to be gozeis them, you can shear them, you can laved, you can work with them. Vladan v'chalavan mutar, their offspring, their milk is mutar, lachar pijonan. This is all after they've been redeemed. These items have no restrictions. They become basically chulin legamre. The only thing is, v'shochet b'chutz patur. If you checked it outside, it's patur because it's not ra'oi b'lifnim. The only time you're chayav v'shochet b'chutz is if you could have put on the mizbeach. This can't end up on the Mizbeach, because there was a mum there before it ever was Nitkadesh. Venosim Timura, they cannot create a clone of themselves in terms of Hekdesh. It can't be Matpis, the Kedusha, from this animal onto another animal. Vimetu, if they die, Yivdu, you can redeem them. They do not have to be buried, they are not Asurim, you can redeem them. Chutz, the exception to all these rules are Bechor and Maser, as we spoke about in the past. Bechor and Maser are the exception to these rules because they are items where you do not need active kedusha involved here. Bechor is automatically kadosh mipeterechem, whether it has a mum, whether it doesn't have a mum. It's irrespective of what happened to this animal prior to this point in time, what it is when it comes out of its mother's womb, it's automatically kadosh. And that's true of a bechor, and therefore these rules of kodam mumam kavua like desham doesn't apply there. Maaser is the same way, because in maaser you have the 10 that go through the doorway to the corral. The 10th one is automatically kodesh. Ben tov dera, rather tov, doesn't matter whether it's a mum or not a mum, it's kodesh, period. So those two work and have hekdesh on them, bekuba b'chor and maser, whether they have a mum or not. Now the Mishnah has the other case, the other side of the case. Bechol, shekadam hekdesham et muman. If the hekdesh became before the mum, oh, mum over lehekdeshan, or they had a mum over, and then they became kodesh. And then later on, after they already became kodesh, full-fledged kedushat aguf, then they develop a mum. So then, if they were nivdu, and they were redeemed, paturim mina bechora, they remain patur mina bechora, mina matanot, zorah lechayim mekibay, you do not have to give. They are not pure chulin. You cannot shear them. You cannot work with them. Vadam v'chalavan asur. Their offspring, their milk is asur. Lachar pijunan. Even after they've been redeemed, they still have these restrictions. Vashochatan b'chutz chayav. If you do shkita on them in the chutz, it's chayav. Here, as we mentioned in chulin, the Gemara will get this in a bit. That is talking about the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Shita of Rabbi Akiva that dokin shuba'ayin is a light form of a mum, even though it's a mum kavua, which disqualifies you from the mizbeach. Nevertheless, im alu, lo yerdu. If you put it on the mizbeach, you would not take it off. Therefore, if you shochet b'chutz, you would be chayav in this instance. Vosim t'mura. And they have enough embedded kedusha that you can be matpis. You can move that kedusha onto something else, and you'll be, well, in violation of t'mura, but also successful at creating another kodesh, piece of kodesh. Here, v'imetu, if they die, yikavrut, they have to be buried. You may not just throw them out. You may not just give them to the dogs. You have to bury them because of this residual kedusha that stays with the animal. So now the Gemara is medayek. Taima did nifdu. The reason that this works is because they were nifdate. Halo nifdu. Had they not been redeemed, turim in bechora uminet matanot. This is talking about the ratio of our Mishnah. Ratio of our Mishnah says because they were nifdate, therefore they are chayav bechora. They are chayav in matanot. They have all of these aspects of chulin with them because they were redeemed. The implications are, if they were yet to be redeemed, during the period of time that they were not redeemed, they would be patur min habechorah or min tanot. Kasavar, it must be that the order of this Mishnah holds, Kedushat Tamim midachet ha-bechora u'mina mitanot. That the Kedushat Tamim over here works, like Rashi says, ki Kedushat ha-guf. That it works just like Kedushat ha-guf. Farshak man mi cried the Torah mi bechora u'matanot. And since Kedushat ha-guf is patur from bechora matanot, and Kedushat Tamim is going to be on that same level. That's the suggestion here, that the author of our Mishnah has that opinion, or has that position, that Kedushat Tamim is strong enough, a form of Kedushah, to push away the Kedushat Bechorah, or the Chiyuv Bechorah, as well as the Chiyuv of Matanot. That's the way Rashi explains it. Rashi explains that Kedushat Tamim is equal to Kedushat Aguf. Tosfot points out that that's really not true. Kedushat Tamim and Kedushat Aguf actually have a big difference between them. And when it comes to Kedushat Aguf, it's irrelevant whether you have been redeemed it or not redeemed it. Either way, it remains kadosh, and there's no chiyuv b'chora, there is no chiyuv matanot. By kedushat tamim, as we're just pointing out in our Mishnah, it's only before you redeem it that it's patur. After you redeem it, it is patur. That's what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says you're chayav in b'chora after you redeem it. So Tosa says, how can Rashi draw equivalence between kedushat tamim and kedushat aguf? It's just not true. Kedushat aguf functions differently than kedushat tamim. And therefore, Tosafot suggests over here, Elahainu Taima, what's the reason by Kedushat Tamim that you are Patur Min HaBechora? Dechtiv, Gabi Bechor Yisro Matanot, Ketiv Me'et Am. That from the people, that has to be something that comes from the Am. And over here, since it's not deriving from the Am because it belongs to Hekdesh at this point in time, therefore one does not give Bechora, one does not give Matanot at that time, when it's not Niftet, before it's redeemed. But once it's redeemed and it returns to the Am, the person owns it, it becomes Chulin, then you do have a Chiyuv Bechorah and you do have a Chiyuv Matanot in that case. So those who says it's derived from the Psukim, Rashi says that the reason Kedushat Tamim is Patur is because of the equivalence drawn to Kedushat Aguf. Tosafot points out the difficulty with that is that Kedushat Aguf has a different din or a different framework than Kedushat Tamim. Kedushat Aguf is always Patur, whereas Kedushat Tamim is only Patur as long as you don't redeem it. Once you redeem it, you are Chayav. Rashi is obviously saying that Kedushat Tamim, while it's not Nivdeit, before it's redeemed, is equal to Kedushat Aguf. He's probably not saying that the whole thing is equal to Kedushat Aguf, and that's probably how Rashi explains this. Yotzin the Chulin, they go out to Chulin. Taima de Nivdu. The reason again is that they were redeemed, therefore they go out to Chulin. Halo Nivdu. And when they're not redeemed, Asirei B'Gizei B'Abudah. That means as long as they still have Kedushat Tamim on them, you're not allowed to shear them, you're not allowed to work with them. Sayle the Rabbi Elazar, that helps the position Rabbi Elazar. Again, we saw this in Chulin. Damar kodshe berakabayit asurim b'giza uv'avodah. Kodshe berakabayit, you're not allowed to shear them or work with them. Zamrei, lo, you don't have to say that. Kedushat damim, l'mizbeachu, d'michlefa b'kedushat haguf l'mizbeach, kazeru b'rabbonan. This is a unique case. As we pointed out in Tosfot, when we were reading the Mishnah, this is not your regular run-of-the-mill kodshe berakabayit. This is not something that was nikdash for its monetization, and then the money will go to Hekdesh. Rather, this is something that was Nitkadesh, that its money will be used to purchase something to go on the Mizbeach. So therefore, in that narrow case, we can say that Kedushat Damim La Mizbeach, when you're Makdish something for its monetary value, which will go on the Mizbeach, the Michlefa, that will get mixed up with Kedushat Aguf, the Mizbeach. Therefore, Gazrubu, Berabon, the Rabban, what goes there over there, no Giza, no Avodah, it looks too close to something that has Kedushat Aguf. On the other hand, about Kodshei Berek Abayit, absolute Kodshei Berek Abayit, something where the monetization belongs to Hekdesh, meaning broadly to Hekdesh, not to the Mizbeach over there, maybe not. Maybe there is no Gzeirat Chachamim, and therefore this Mishnah doesn't necessarily support this position of Rabbi Elazar. Did say, and we mentioned this in the Gemara Chulin, that there the Gemara answers who says that this is a Din Deoraita, versus maybe the Mishnah just says it's a Gzeirat Rabbanan. Here the Gemara narrows that scope of the Gzeirat Rabbanan and says that it's only referring to something that goes on the Mizbeach, not something that is just for the treasuries of Hekdesh. That's what Tosa said. Tosa says, "La bekodshi bekabayik ariel behekdeshon the mizbeach ledmehem de'ein chiluk ben reishu l'seifa ashezer kadam hekdeshon l'mumah v'zer kadam l'hekdesho." Tosa says that this narrowing of the scope of what we're talking about here applies to the whole Mishnah. All right. So now the Gemara says, "Vadan bechalavan mutar hechidami." What's the case here that their offspring is mutar? Ilem de'aver v'idi alid achar pidjanan. They became impregnated and they gave birth after they were redeemed. Pshita. What's there to talk about? Chulin inhu. We saw that in the first half of the Mishnah, this animal that had its mum before its hekdesh, when you redeem it, it becomes absolute chulin. It's absolute chulin, then why is there any question with regards to the vlad? Ella, it must be, we mentioned this in the chulin, that it must be the aber lifnei pijonan. They conceived before they were redeemed. Vidyali dacha pijonan, and they gave birth after they were redeemed. Ha, lifnei pidyonan asirei. The inference from that is that had they conceived and given birth before they were redeemed, it would be asur. It says, nivdim tmimim, oei nivdim tmimim. When this animal gives birth to offspring, what's the din with regards to this offspring? We have three different scenarios. The one scenario is that it conceived, gave birth after it was redeemed. There we have no question. Chulin the gamre, you can keep the vladot. The other scenario is where it conceived while it was hekdesh, gave birth after it was already nifdeit. Over there we say chulin also. That's what our Mishnah discussed in the case in our Mishnah, where it says that vladan mutarin. There's a third case, which is it conceived and gave birth before it was redeemed. Over there, the Gemara says, asurin, that means that it has din of kedusha. That kedusha that comes on this fetus, that then will be born, what is the status of it? The animal's born. Lo and behold, it doesn't have a blemish in it. Its parent has a blemish. But this child doesn't have a blemish. It's born, and it could go on the mizbeach because it's a tamim. So now, can you be podet, nifdim tamimim? Is the kedusha associated with this child only as great as its parents' kedusha, and therefore, just like the parent could be redeemed, so too the child can be redeemed, or ein nifdim tmimim. Maybe the status of the child is different than the parent. The parent has a mominut, therefore you can redeem it. The child does not have a mominut, you cannot redeem it. So tashma, hamatpis balei mumim kivuim legabe mizbeach. Someone who, through an animal that has a mum kavua in it, is matpis. Matpis is a terminology for transference of kedusha. You take the kedusha that's on this animal and place it on another animal. Ve'yaldu. And then they gave birth. Yimachru, they should be sold. Ve'in tzrichim mum. And this child does not require a mum. She'ain kedusha chaba lehem, because they don't have kedusha. Shalai hei tafel chamur min ha'ikar. How could the derivative be on a higher level than the source? You have the source is a bal mum. Its derivative is the thing that you were matpis on. You moved it, you say, let this animal be like that animal. So the first animal is kadosh. So I say, let the second animal be just like the first animal. When you do that, you're trying to move the kedusha from the first animal to the second. Not necessarily move it, but use that kedusha to transfer it onto the new animal. So this new animal, this derivative animal, what's the story with it? We have a braita that says you can redeem it because its source is a balmum. The balmum itself can be redeemed. So if you use that kedusha to place on the second animal, the derivative can't be in a higher level than the source. And so the derivative also should be able to redeem. It only has the kedusha of the source. The Gemara has been dying from this time. The whole reason here is that the derivative should not be greater than the source. Aval hikdish zachar lidamav. But the implications from this are, if you were makdish a male animal for its monetary value, again, monetary value to go on the mizbeach, kadosh, kedushat haguf. It would have kedushat haguf. So over here, you have a pure, fine, good animal that could end up in the mizbeach. Instead of being makdishit for the mizbeach, you go ahead and say, I want to be makdishit for its monetary value, to sell it, and use those monies to place on the mizbeach. You should have been makdishit kedushat haguf, but you didn't do that. Instead, you made this kedushat damim le mizbeach. What's the status of this animal? So the Gemara is inferring from a diuk out of this braita, that we only say this din when it's a derivative. We only say this din, that the derivative can be redeemed without a mum in it, that the derivative does not go to the elevated status of kedushat haguf, when its source was something that didn't have full-fledged kedushat haguf. But over here, where we're talking about one animal, and you are makdish that animal, so you said for kedushat damim, but this animal is capable of kedushat haguf, we say that the animal rises to be kedushat haguf, and you can't redeem it until it has a mum in it. We're talking about this animal itself. You are makdish this animal itself for kedushat tamim lemizbeach. So now we want to know, what's the status of this animal? Can you do such a thing? Or what happens when you do this? You should have made a kedushat haguf. Now it is a zachar in particular, as Rashi points out, rov zacharim or olot. Since rov zacharim are olot, we assume that the korban that we're talking about is an olah. And it makes a difference, as Tosafot says, because if it was a nekeva, we have the Gemara in Shkalim that talks about if one is makdish kol nechasav, turns to makdish all of his possessions for hekdesh. So there is machlokas of Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, what happens to the animals that are there? So according to Rabbi Yeshua, it says all the zacharim will be put on the mizbeach as olot. All the nekevot are sold as tzorchei shlamim, and then the money is used for olot. So that's why he, Tosafot, says that they use zachar in particular, because it was a nekeva. You might have thought that it goes on the mizbeach, but that's not the case. Nekeva has a din of shlamim. The keva is sold, and then its monies are used for an olah. So therefore over here it uses Zachar in particular because that is for an Olah, and that itself can be used for an Olah. So here he was Makdishit for Damim, but instead what ends up happening is that it turns into Kedushat Aguf. Misaylei the Rava, that helps the position of Rava, Dama Rava, Higdi Zachar the Damim. If you're Makdish Zachar for its monetary value to be placed in the Mizbeach, Kadosh Kedushat Aguf, you have no choice, it becomes Kadosh Kedushat Aguf, and that animal itself will go on the Mizbeach. So there is a general restriction, we won't get it to here, we'll get it later in Kodashim, we'll get to this, that you're not allowed to be Makdish something that could have Kedushat Aguf, a Tamim that could have gone on the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to be Makdish of Kedushat Tamim. But here this person did it anyway, and he's Makdish of Kedushat Tamim. Rava believes that if you do that, it doesn't work. It doesn't take on Kedushat Tamim, it becomes Kedushat Aguf. You have no choice in the matter. The Kedushah is, what should happen to this animal, will happen to this animal. But that's different than the case that the Braita brought down. The Braita brought down a case where the original, the mother, was something that had Kedushat Tamim, and rightfully had Kedushat Tamim, because it has a mum in it. And then when you have a, when that animal has a child, that child is a derivative of its mother. So as a derivative of its mother, it will not have a higher level Kedushah than its mother. So that's why it's limited. It's limited by the fact that the source of its Kedushah is its mother. But over here, where the source of Kedushah is you being Magdishit, we're not going to let you limit that Kedushah. This animal has the capability of being a higher level of Kedushah. That's what will happen over here. We're not going to limit it to what you say. So it makes a difference, and that's what the deal of the Gemara is, whether the animal is a derivative of something that has a lower form of Kedushah there, it only can be as high as the source. Over here, where the source of Kedushah is you being Magdishit, that animal will take on the full-fledged Kedushah that it's capable of and become Kedushat Aguf, not just Kedushat Adamim.
Why?
And the Keva? That's what we're explaining in Tosafot and Rashi. Rov Zecharim for Olot, and the focus here is on Olah, because if you were Magdish and Olah in general, if you're Magdish and Zechar in general, it itself will go on the Mizbeach. Like when you're Magdish Kol Nechasav, a person's Magdish all of his possessions, and happen to be that there are male animals in there, they go on Mizbeach as Olot. Whereas if you're Makdish all your possessions and they're Nekevot in there, we won't put them on the Mizbeach. Nekevot generally are assumed to go for Shlamim. And since you were Makdish everything to Hekdesh, taking it as a Shlamim doesn't mean it's going to Hekdesh. Then it gets split between the Balim, the Kohanim, and the Mizbeach. When you meet Makdish, you mean intend for it all to go there. So what do you do with Nekevot? You sell them and use those monies to purchase Olot. You sell them to be used for Shlamim and you take the monies and buy Olot with them. So in that case, if you were Makdish in Nekevah, it would not spread to be Kedushat Aguf. It would remain Kedushat Tamim. You would sell it, and then you'd use that for an Olah. But in the case of Zechar, since that animal itself will go on the Mizbeach, that animal itself can attain Kedushat Aguf. So that's the difference between Zechar and Nekevah. It is Kedushat Aguf, but it's not something that's entirely Dashem, as opposed to an Olah, which would go entirely Dashem. So when you're Makdish something for its Damav, you mean the entirety of this animal is Nikdash Legavei Mizbeach. It's being used for the Mizbeach. Well, the Damav, when you take that money and buy an Olah, that's what's going to happen. If you take a Nekevah that you're Makdish L'damav and say, okay, now it's Kedusha Aguf, put it on the Mizbeach, that's a Shlamim. A Shlamim is not totally L'Hashem. You're not accomplishing what you intended with this animal. You intended to give something to Hashem. Whether it was the animal or the monetary value, you intended the entire amount to go to Hashem. When you bring it as a Shlamim, that's not what happens. So we're going to force you to make Olot out of it. So there are two ways to make Olot. If the animal itself is Ra'ui to be an Olah, it'll be put on as Olah. If the animal is not Ra'ui to be Olah, like in the Kevah, you'll sell it to be used by others for Shlamim, and the monies will be used to purchase Olot. That way the monetary value does end up entirely on the Mizbeach.
In other words, the Aval.
Aval, because it'd be Mitayeket out of the Braita, that the Braita is telling us the only reason that this can be redeemed without a woman is because it's a derivative Kedusha. But if you were the start of the Kedushah, if you're the beginning of the Kedushah, that's what the Aval is. Aval means, that case in the Braita was derivative Kedushah. But the implications are, if it was starting Kedushah, where you were Makdishit itself, it could elevate to Kedushah Taguf. That even when you're Makdishit Kedushah Damim, it will elevate to be Kedushah Taguf. Alright, so Asho Chatan Bachutz Patur. And then if you check them outside, they are Patur, because it's not really Bifnim. Rabbi Elazar Matnei Chayav. Rabbi Elazar disagrees and says, you are Chayav. Mukila B'Bamat Yochid. Says that the person outside put it on a bamat yachid. That everybody, as Rashi says, what's a bamat yachid? Shekol echad v'echad boneh, boneh la'atzmo. Everybody builds their own backyard, karbanot, mizbeach, that he puts on things, can go. For example, like bamat Manoach, Gidon, Shmuel, those are found in Shofetim. Shmuel, they're found in Sefer Shmuel. Obviously, Manoach and Gidon are very problematic. During the time that the Mishkan is extant, it's still around in Shiloh. And they do a bamot yachid, which is very problematic. But we won't, that's not part of our discussion now. But Mukala be Makabat Yachid, Damar of Lazim, Minayno Zobeach Behema Balat Mum Bamat Yachid, Bechat Heter Bamot, Shublo Tase. How do I know that someone who puts an animal on a Mizbeach Now this is a bamat yachid and a beheter bamot. It's a time when it's allowed. You're allowed to bring animals. It's between the time that Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael until the time that Shiloh reaches his resting place after the 14 year period, or from after the time that Shiloh is destroyed till the time the Mikdash is built, time that is heter abamot, when you're allowed to bring korbanot on the bama. How do I know? Rabbi Elazar says that when you do bring such a korban, if it has a bal mum in it, you're going to be chayav. Now, b'chayav for lo taseh. So when we say over here, ashochatan b'chutz patur, that is, we're thinking about shchutei chutz. Shchutei chutz patur, he doesn't have any restriction, there's no chiyuv karet. Rabbi Elazar comes on and says chayav. When he says chayav, he doesn't mean chayav karet. He means chayav malkot. Because obviously he agrees that this is not shchutei chutz and every not chayav. What he does say is that there's a different din here. There's a different din that when bamot are mutarim, there's also a restriction of putting a baal mum on the bamat yachid. And that's what it means, chayav. Chayav means if you put this animal on a bamat yachid b'chutz, b'tzman heter abamot, you'll be in violation of a lav and you'll get makot. What's the lav? Shenemar. As the pasuk says in Perek Yud Zayin, in Dvarim lo tizbach l'Hashem elkecha, shor vaseh asher yeh bo mum. Kol davara ki dovat Hashem elkecha hu. Do not sacrifice an animal that has a mum in it. So he suggests that speaking about a bamot. If it's not about the central bama, like in Novin Gimnom, during the time of Heter Bamot, where there's a central bama, Dichtiv, how do I know that it's not talking about that? Because I already have that restriction from Parshat Emor. Because in Parshat Emor, it has a list. V'ish ki akriv, zevach shlamim la'shem, lafalei neder l'ndava, b'bakaru b'tzon, tamim yeh, ratzon, kol mum lo yebo. Averet, o shavur, o charutz, o yabelet, o garav, o yalefet, lo takrivu, eile l'Hashem. You can't bring any of these for Hashem, yishay lo yitnu mehem al mizbeach Hashem. You're not allowed to put any of these animals on Hashem, means that anything that has a mum on it can't go on the main mizbeach. So I already have a restriction against placing on a bama gdola. So what do I need the other pasuk in Devarim for that tells me don't be makriv something with a mum? I'm going to use that for a bama tana. The Gemara says, okay, so that's what his suggestion. Let us say that, okay, so we don't need it for Kodeshim, let's stay it for Bechor. There's a specific lav against putting on. Why do I need a specific lav by Bechor? Because I would have thought, hold the Kadosh Kishu Balmum. As our Mishnah says, Bechor is an exception to the rule. Even when it's a Balmum, it attains Kedushat Bechor. I would think maybe it can also go on the Mizbeach when it's a Balmum. Kamash Malan, Dilo. That's the Kamash Malan that we don't say that. So Mar says, Amri Bechor Behejak Tibbe. We have an explicit pasuk by Bechor that tells us you can't put a mum, Bechor Baal Mum, onto the Mizbeach. And that is in Devarim Tedvav, when it speaks about the Bechor, it says, Kol Bechor Asher Yivaleid B'Becharcha B'Tzoncha Zachar Taktish L'Hashem Elkecha. Lo tavod b'b'chor sherecha, v'lo tavod b'chor tzenecha, which we've seen already. Lifnei Hashem l'kech tochal leno shana b'shana, v'amkom esher yivchar Hashem l'kecha atav v'teecha. So you bring it up to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you bring it up to Yerushalayim and you eat it up there. V'chi yebo mum piseach oiver kol mum ra, lo tizbachenu l'Hashem l'kecha. So here we have the specific pasuk where it has a mum in it, you can't bring the b'chor up to the mizbeach in Yerushalayim. So we already have, we're covered b'chor already. So the Gemara says, okay. So you covered before. So let's aim a imenu inyan lekodeshim tneu inyan maser. What about maser? Let's see. Why do we need a specific pasuk by maser? The salchadat chamin hova kadosh b'mumo. Like we said in our Mishnah, maser is also kadosh, even if it has a mum dichtiv. Lo yivaker ben tov l'ra'u ben ra'u l'tov. That when it comes to the maser at the end of Sefer Vayikra, it says that any animal that is the tenth one that emerges from the corral, Chol Masar Bakar Vetzon Kol Asher Yavor Tachad Hashevet Asiri, the tenth one Yeh Kodesh Lashem Lo Yivaker Ben Tov Dara Velo Yimirenu Vim Amer Yamirenu Vayahu Tumuroto Yeh Kodesh Lo Yigael. So you have there Lo Yivaker Ben Tov Dara. What is Tov Dara that's mentioned in the Pasuk? Lo Yivaker Ben Tov Dara Nikrev Nami Bimume. So I would think that since it says Lo Yivaker Ben Tov Dara, that it means put it on even with its mum on it. So Talmud Kamash Malon, Delo. The Kamash Malon is this puzzle will teach us that you don't do that. That Maser, even though it's Kadosh B'mum, it still doesn't go on the Mizbeach. So it's Amrei, Maser, Nami, Gomer, Havara, Havara, Mi, Bechor. I can already learn out Maser from a Hekesh, Egzeru Shava to a Bechor. Here by the Meiser, it says, V'chol Maser Bakor Betzon, Kol Asher Yavor Tachat HaShevet, Hasiri HaKodesh LaShem, Yavor, Yavor Tachat, Yavor Tachat HaShevet, and by Bechor, in Pashat Bo, it says, V'ya Kiviyecha, in the Pasha V'ya Kiviyecha, it says, V'avarta Kol Peter Rechem LaShem, V'chol Peter Sheker Be'ima, She'ya Lecha Zecharim LaShem. So over there it says Vavarta. So we have a Hekesh Shabbav, or a Xer Shabbav, Havara, Havara. Just like by Bechor, even though it's a Baal Mum, it doesn't end up in the Zbech. So to Bamaser, even though it's a Baal Mum, it will not go on the Mizbeach. Now truthfully, as Tosfot points out, we could have used the Pasuk of Tachat. There's a Xer Shabbav, Tachat, Tachat, also by Maser, which is Chol Maser, Bakor, Betzum, Kol Asher Yavor, Tachat HaShevet. Asri Yekodesh Hashem, that Tachat is a Xer Shabbav, the Kod Shim in general. When the Kodshim in general, we say in the Pasuk that's found in Sefer Vayikra, that for 7 days after an animal is born, it must stay with its mother. So there it says, Shor Kesev Oez, Ki Valeid Vayashiv Adamim Tachat Imo. So Tachat Tachat, including at a regular Kodeshim. So through that, Gezer Shabbat, you could also learn it. Well, it says that the Gemara favors Bechor as the Limud, because Bechor and Maser are compared to each other in many places. They share a lot of commonalities between them. And therefore, the Gzeir Shova teaches you that just like by Bechor, the Baal Mum doesn't end up in his Bech. That we have an explicit Pasuk in Tvarim Perak Tedvav. So too over here, by Maser, it won't be the case. So if that is true, the Pasuk is now extra. We took care of Maser through Bechor. We took care of Bechor because that's a specific Pasuk. We took care of Kodashim because that's in Parshat Emor. It already tells you, Baal Mum can't come his Bech. Then what is this extra Pasuk in Perak Yud Zayin in Tvarim telling us? Lotis Bach L'Hashem L'Kel service to Asher Yeh Baal Mum. Must be telling us about a Bamat Yechid. That's the position of Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara says, wait a minute, maybe I need it for something else. Eimat Neil Dinyan Tumurat Kodoshim. Let us use it for something that is an exchange of Kodoshim. He tried to move the Kedusha off this animal onto another animal. And Hu Tumurato Yeh Kodosh. It and the original animal remain Kodosh. Yisachadat Faminoho Ukdusha Kushi Balat Mum. Then it works. Even a Balat Mum. Tumura works. Whether you're matpis, whether you move the kedusha from a tam to a baal mum, or from a baal mum to a tam, it works. Dichtiv, because the pasuk says in the end of Sefer Vayikra, lo yachlifenu velo yamir oto. When he says there, you may not exchange it, you may not try to transfer the kedusha to another animal. Now, truthfully, they're missing the most important pasuk here in terms of what they're looking for, which is when it says lo yachlifenu velo yamir oto. Over there, the pasuk ends with it tells you ra, tov, and tov, and ra. That means that even a baal mum will be nitkadesh, ayudei tmura. So I'll have the same havamina again. Just like that, tmura works even when you're a baal mum, krave anamik shi baal mum. Maybe it should end up on his back even as a baal mum. Kamash wan delo. So makra, that we don't need that for, because the pasuk ends there by tmura, by yahu, utmurato. It's the original animal, plus the one that you're trying to exchange remain kodesh. Makeish tumurato lo. But there's a hekesh between the new, the derivative kedusha, and the original one. Mahu baal mum lo. Just like the original animal cannot be put on its behalf, but it has a baal mum. Af tumurato. Also, the animal that you tried to exchange on its behalf, baal mum lo. It would not end up on its behalf. Even though it's kadosh, it will not end up on the mizbeach with a baal mum. So I don't need this pasuk in Devarim to teach me that. I can learn it out of the pasuk itself in Vayikra. So if that's the case, now we're left with that pasuk according to Rabbi Elazar to teach us there's a law by Bamat Yachid. Mat Givla Rabbi Zera. It says, I have another option what we can use it for. Eimat Neil Inyan Vladot Kodshim. Let us take it and use it for Vladot Kodshim. Offspring of Kodashim. The Sakadat Paminoho Vikdushin Shein Bali Mumim. If a offspring, when a child is born to an animal that is kadosh, it's born irrespective of what the status of the animal is, whether it's a baal mum or not, it becomes kadosh. So here the kedusha takes effect on this animal even though it's a baal mum. Agaviman, because of their mother. Shein baal mum name karve. So when they're baal mum, maybe they should also go on the mizbeach. Mashman delo. Samarobok for pasko tona debe rabbi shmal. Tana rabbi shmal already took care of your case. The tana rabbi shmal. Roch kodoshecha sheyudocha unedarecha. So this is a pasuk that is found in Devarim, Perek Yud Bet. At the end of that parsha, after talking about Basar Chulin, it comes back and says, Roch kodoshecha sheyudocha unedarecha tisau vatal makom asher yibchar Hashem. You have to bring all your kodoshim up to the makom asher yibchar Hashem, up to the Mikdash, up to Yerushalayim. So there it compares kodoshecha and nidarecha. So that's what the Tanah Debei Yishmael is coming to dash. In the Tanah Debei Yishmael, Rak Kodeshecha Sheyulachal Nederecha, Rak Kodeshecha Elu Atmurot. Rak Kodeshecha are those that are exchanged. Sheyulachal Elu Avladot. That will be for you. Those are Avladot. Undarecha, the darim are the original korbanot, things that you're madir to bring to Hashem. So the kishana ketuv v'neder, pazu connects all three of them, connects tmura, vladot kodoshim, to nidarecha, which is the original kedusha. Just like the original one, ma nidarecha. When it comes to neder balmum lo, you don't put it on the mizbeach. Afhani nami balmum lo, they don't go on the mizbeach. So therefore I don't need an extra puzzle to teach me that a vlad that is born to a mother is kadosh. That is a Baal Mum, that just like it's Kadosh, it's a Baal Mum, it should go on the Mizbeach as a Baal Mum. I don't need that limud, because at the time of the Be'er Yishmael, it says that the Hekesh and the Pasuk in Devarim Yudbet tells me that Rak Kodeshecha, Asher Yudacha, Undarecha are all Hukash Echad Desheni, and therefore all of them have the same restriction of putting a Baal Mum on the Mizbeach. Since that is true, again, I don't need this Pasuk in Devarim Yudzayin, it's an extra Pasuk. Rabbi Lazar dashes from that Pasuk that a Bamat Yachid, if you put a Baal Mum on a Bamat Yachid, you're in violation of a Lav. And that's why he will amend our Mishnah to read Chayav and not Patur. Our Mishnah says Patur, it's really talking about Patur Mikaret. Even Rabbi Elazar will agree Patur is Patur Mikaret, he'll just say Chayav, Chayav Lav, in a case where it's a Bamad Yachid Bechutz. And now next part of the Gemara. Vein osim t'mura. They cannot create a t'mura. Even before it's redeemed, they cannot create t'mura. Because the Pasuk says, lo yachlifenu velo yamir oto. This Pasuk we read again at the end of Sefer Vayikra. It says there, tov bira or ra betov. So the Gemara explains here, what is Ra B'tov Tavarov? Hashta Ra B'tov Amartolo Tov B'ra Mipoi. You say you're not allowed to exchange an animal, Ra being something that is a Baal Mum, B'tov, to put on a Tamim. So if you have a Korban that has got a Mum in it, and now you say, I want to move that onto an animal, I want to move that Kedusha onto a Tamim, onto a regular animal, Torah says it doesn't work. You can't move the Kedusha off this animal onto the other animal, even if you're upgrading. Both of them become Kodesh then. So if you say that that doesn't work, Tov B'ra Mipoi, of course it doesn't work when you're taking a something that's Kedusha the goof that's going to end up in Zbech and then you try to transfer that Kedusha into a Baal Mum, there certainly it won't work. Why does the Torah have to spell it out explicitly? Why does it have to say Tov Bira or Ra B'tov? If you can't do Ra B'tov, why do you have to tell me about Tov Bira? El Tov Mi'ikaro Ose Tmura. Something that was one point did not have a Mum in it, that makes Tmura. Ra Mi'ikaro, something that never had Kedusha the goof, Eino said t'mura, does not make t'mura. That's the deal out of the pasuk. When we say tov bira or ra b'tov, so we need the pasuk of ra b'tov. I don't need tov bira. So what does tov bira teach me? Only something that was once tov and then became ra, that can be. Something that was a tamim and then became a balmum, that can create t'mura. Something that was ra mi'ikaro, something that was always a balmum, that cannot create t'mura. And that's why t'mura doesn't work by something that had a mum before it was ever a hekdesh. It may too yifdu. If they die, you can redeem them. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Marab. Zu Davrei Rabbi Shimon. This is the position of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the author of our Mishnah. Da Amar, he says, Kodshei Mizbeach, Hayu Bichlal Hamadav Racha, Kodshei Bedek Abayit, Lo Hayu Bichlal Hamadav Racha. That when it comes to the Kodshei Mizbeach, when the animal is no longer valid for the Mizbeach, you must stand it up in front of the Kohanim, and they will assess it, and give you the value of that animal, and then you'll redeem it based on that value. That's true of things that belong to the Mizbeach. Kodshei Bedek Abayit, things that belong to the treasury, do not require, do not have that demand of Hamada V'Aracha, which is, Im Kol Beimah Tameh Asher Lo Yakrivu Mimeno Korban L'Hashem, Ve'Emid Et HaBeimah Lifnei HaKohen, that's Hamada, Ve'Aricha Kohen Ota, Ben Tov Ben Ra, Kerechecha Kohen Keniya. The Kohen will assess the values. That's Hamid Ve'Arich, Hamada V'Aracha. So Rabbi Shimon says, Hamada V'Aracha is only demand when you're talking about things that are Kodshei Mizbeach. Some things that are Kodshei Bedek Abayit does not apply. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if it was for, had a mum before it became kadosh, it doesn't have a demand for hamadav racha. Therefore, if the animal dies, it can be redeemed or it doesn't have to be buried because the animal does not have this requirement of hamada, standing it up, and haracha, and of assessing it. You can redeem it, you can do this assessment even when it's dead, even when it's not standing in front of you. It's not. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kodshei Bedek Abayit, and Meitu Yivdu. Kodshei Bedek Abayit, if they die, you can redeem them still because they don't have a requirement of Hamadav Racha. Umode Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon agrees, but Baal Mum Mi'ikaro, case where it's Baal Mum Mi'ikaro, Shinivdet, that you can redeem it. My time up. Why is that the case? Damakra, Ota, Ota, Limute, Baal Mum Mi'ikaro. Comes to exclude that case because it says, Ve'mira Tabeimah Lifnei HaKohen, Ve'rich HaKohen Ota. Ota is a mute. So that comes to teach you that Hamadav Racha is not required by Baal Mum Mi'ikara. So even though it's Kodshei Mizbeach, it does not require Hamadav Racha. Who Rabbi Shimon is molded to is very difficult, because there may not be anybody who is really being molded to it based on the positions that are coming up. Depends if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish. Tosafot deals with that, who exactly Rabbi Shimon is being moded to, but it might just be that it's come to teach you something about Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Moded Rabbi Shimon may not be to someone else, but just within the context. Rabbi Shimon agrees that even though by Kodesh Mizbeach you do require a mother bracha, there's an exception to that rule, and that rule is when it's a mum mi'ikaran, that's our Mishnah. Abal chachamim omrim, imetu yikavru. That's Rabbi Shimon, who's the author of Mishnah, says if they die, you redeem them. Chachamim say, imetu yikavru. If they die, you gotta bury them, because they require a mother bracha, and you can't do that. Once the animal's dead, you can't stand it up and assess it. Man chachamim. Who's the author of that position? Who are these chachamim? It's Tano de Bei Leviu. It's the Tano, it's a bright thought that was said over in the name of Levi, or in the Bismedish of Levi, the Tana, Bei Levi, Akol Ayu Bichlal Hamada Baracha, Fafilu Bamumi Karo. Everything is included in Hamada Baracha, even something that has a Mumi Karo. Chayin Tana de Bei Levi, Matnite, Afilu Chaya, Afilu Oaf. Doesn't matter, even in a Chaya and Oaf that don't end up in this Bech at all, all of these items require Hamada Baracha. Hamada Baracha is a broad principle that applies to everything in Kodesh. Anything in Kodesh has requires Hamada Baracha in order to be exchanged to be redeemed. If it's dead, you can't do that. That's why it has to be buried. It cannot be redeemed after it's dead. V'aktivota. What does he do with the miut that Rabbi Shimon has in the Pazuk? Pazuk says, Kericha Kohen Ota. Where does that do? The Ota and now what? What's the miut from? The Gemara says, Ota, Ilatan de Be'levi Kasha. That's a problem. The miut of Ota is a problem for Tan Be'levi because he has nothing to exclude. He thinks everything's included in Hamad Avaracha. So the Ota will be problematic for him. About Rabbonon, the Pligale to Rabbi Shimon, Mai. What is the din? Hachanami, Dimetu Yiftu. Right, so too, they say that if it dies, you redeem it. Yohachi. Why does it say Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon? What do you mean Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon? It should be Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon u'machlokuto mi ba'ilei. Even the Chachamim agreed to his position. So the Rabbanon argued Rabbi Shimon in Tmura, who say that there is a Mada Veracha even by Kodshei Berek Abayit. What do they think over here? So Gemara says, Achanami, Dimetu Yiftu. They agreed with Rabbi Shimon over here that you would redeem it, because they also use the word Ota to say Ota accepts the case of Mumi Karo. So disagree with Tana de Bei Levi. Mumi Karo, they say, will be accepted, and if it's accepted, accepted from these cases, then it does require a mother, it does not require a mother Baracha, and then they will agree with Rabbi Shimon. Gemara says, if that's the case, Iochi, Zudiv Rabbi Shimon Machlotomi Bai. Why does it say the statement of Rab before was Zudiv Rabbi Shimon? Should be Zu Debi Rabbi Shimon Umachlukuto. Should be Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. Say Amre Rav Rabbi Shimon Lakish. You can say that Rav holds like Reish Lakish. The Amar the Rabbonon Kodesh Beit Rabbayit Ayu Bechlal Amado Bracha. Kodesh Mizbech Lo Ayu Bechlal Amado Bracha. According to the Chachamim, it's just the opposite of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says Kodesh Mizbech require Amado Bracha. Kodesh Beit Rabbayit do not require Amado Bracha. The Rabbonon have the exact opposite opinion. They say Kodesh Beit Rabbayit do require it. Kodesh Mizbech do not require a Mada Bracha. Therefore, lo, we talk about Magdi and Rabbanan. Their Mishnah can't be like the Rabbanan, Diktani Seifa, because of the latter half of the Mishnah. V'meitu yikavru. The second half of the Mishnah says, Kodesh Mizbech do require a Mada Bracha. Therefore, if they die, you bury them. That will not be the Shita of the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Shimon, it works perfectly. Reisha says, if they die when they're Kodesh Berek Abayit, you can redeem them. It says in the latter of the Mishnah, they're kodshei mizbeach, kodshei aguf. If they die, you cannot redeem them. That's exactly Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Kodshei rakbayit do not require a mother bracha. Kodshei mizbeach do require a mother bracha. According to the Chachamim, yeah, they can fit into the beginning of the Mishnah, because they also believe that mumi karo is redeemed. What they can't do is fit into the latter half of the Mishnah. The latter half of the Mishnah says, kodshei mizbeach require a mother bracha. And the Chachamim say they do not require a mother bracha, according to Reish Lakish. Gemara says, mimai. Why do you have to say that? How do you know the latter half of the Mishnah is telling us that the reason you need a mother racha is because it has kedusha of guf? Maybe that's not the case. Maybe the reason is totally different. The reason is that we're not going to allow you to redeem this animal. When you redeem this animal, what are you going to do with it? It's dead. It's a nevela. If it's a nevela, the only thing you can do with a nevela is feed it to the animals, feed it to the dogs. We're not going to allow you to be podek kodashim in order to feed it to the dogs. So that's the problem. The problem's not that you can't redeem it here. It's not a problem of a mother racha. It's another technical problem. That if you redeem it, there's no use for this meat. Amrei, the Gemara says, that can't be the case. That can't be the explanation of our Mishnah. Imkei nitnei im nasu treva yigavru. Because in our Mishnah, if you wanted to say that, then why do you have to have it die? As soon as it becomes a treva, then you can't redeem it anymore. Because what are you going to do with the treifa? You redeem a treifa even when it's alive. The only thing you can do with the treifa is give it to the dogs again. You can't make it into a kosher animal. It can't be eaten. So if that's the case, they should have had a case. Imi charfu, ikavru. If it became a treifa, bury it. Instead of saying, if it died, bury it, you could have even a bigger chiddush. When it's alive, it becomes a treifa, you bury it. The fact that our Mishnah doesn't do that shows that that's not what the Mishnah is focused on. It's not focused on the problem of feeding it to the dogs. It's focused on the problem of a mother acha. V'ibay deima. Some say, the olam rav ki Rabbi Yochanan svirle, that Rav really holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the Chachamim believe that Kodshei Berek Abayik and Kodshei Mizbeach require Hamada Bracha, with the exception of Mumi Karo, and therefore the Chachamim could be the authors of Mishnah. So why didn't mention Rabbi Shimon? He answers, no, don't say Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Utnei, say in the Divrei Rav, Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Umachlokuto. Amend it to read that it's Rabbi Shimon and the grouping with him. Still, you have to ask the question, why did they use Rabbi Shimon? So Tosfot over there says, since Rabbi Shimon is the Iker Shita, who specifically says that Kodshei Berek Abayik do not have Amod Averacha, as opposed to Kodshei Mizbeach, so therefore he's the one that we are Tofes, because he's the one that has that the bigger opinion over there. Chachamim agree that everything has the demand of Amod Averacha. They just have this one exception of Mumi Ikaro. But Rabbi Shimon has a much broader Shita in Kodshei Berek Abayik, and therefore they were Tofes, Rabbi Shimon's name, and then they call it Rabbi Shimon Umachlokuto. So what we have here in the conclusion of the Gemara, let's just review it quickly, is we had the one sugya which we dealt with, which Rabbi Elazar, who disagrees with our Mishnah, saying it's patur. Our Mishnah says chayav. Why does he say chayav? He says you're chayav for the lav of bamat yachid. And that's based on the pasuk in the Devarim Yud Zayin that says that there's a lav for bringing a baal mum on the mizbeach, which mizbeach we're talking about. So over there, the Gemara explained to us it must be talking about bamat yachid, because any other option we already covered with other psukim. Then the Gemara dealt with imetu yivdu. Our Mishnah says if it dies, you can redeem it when it's kodshei damim lemizbeach. That's the case. Who's the author of that position? The Gemara says it's Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says who argues on him? The Gemara says Tana the Beit Levi argues on him. That even when it comes to a mummi karo, even when it comes to something that has a mum from the start, chaya, oaf, anything, Tana Beit Levi says you require hamad of racha, therefore he cannot be the author of our Mishnah. The Gemara says, what about the chachamim that argue over here, these chachamim that disagree with Rabbi Shimon? And obviously not Tana de Beit Levi over here, because Tana Beit Levi says even mummi karo requires hamad of racha, he can't be the author of Mishnah, but the Rabbanan. Do they hold like Rabbi Shimon or not? Gemara says, yeah, of course they hold like Rabbi Shimon. Gemara says, if they hold like Rabbi Shimon, then why did Rav say the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon? Why did he say it's Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim? The answer to the question is, because either Rav holds like Reish Lakish, that the Chachamim believe that you don't require Hamada Racha by Kodshei Mizbeach, you do require by Kodshei Mizbeach by it, but not by Kodshei Mizbeach. Even by Kodshei Mizbeach by it, there's the exception of Mumi Karo, so they could fit it in the first half of the Mishnah, but they can't fit it in the second half of the Mishnah. Therefore, they couldn't be the authors of the Mishnah. That's why Rav says, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara gives the alternative answer, what is that? It's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the Chachamim say that there is Hamada Racha both by Kodshei Mizbeach and Kodshei Berek Abayit, with the exception of Mumi Karo, and therefore they could fit into our Mishnah. Why did Rav say Divrei Rabbi Shimon? He says he didn't say that. He said Divrei Rabbi Shimon Umachlokuto. Amend Rav's statement to say that, and that will cover both Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim over there. In the interim, we just spoke about the fact that, based on Rav Zekter's opinion, when we said the Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon, how do you know that's the case and not the Chachamim? We said, because the latter half of the Mishnah says it's Kodshei Mizbeach, that he require a mother of Racha, and the Chachamim don't hold that according to Reish Lakish. Rav says, how do you know that? Maybe it's a problem in the latter half of the Mishnah that you're not allowed to be pulled it to feed it to the dogs. So if that's the case, maybe that's the problem in the second half of the Mishnah. Where it says that can't be the case, because then the Mishnah should have said imitarfu instead of imetu. The fact that it says imetu is an indication the problem here is a mod of a racha. Therefore, the only author of the Mishnah could have been Rabbi Shimon. All right, we'll stop over here.